That was Rob Ruha with Kalega. Back home in Mangatū, we say Chalega. Not like that, obviously, but it's definitely Chalega. And it was buzzy because we knew that, but we don't know everything about that side of us. We just kind of know our little world of Mahaki and Ngāriki Kaiputahi. And of course, we go around the coast and stuff like that, but it doesn't mean you pick up the lingo all the time. And so, and we just always thought it was Talega. And then, of course, through this song, we're like, oh, is that what they were saying? Not our people, but everyone else around the coast. So, or as they would say, we're the everyone else, they're the world. Kia ora. Looking forward to having a kōrero with our next guest, as I've often been wondering about this particular kaupapa. And I mean, how I interpreted it was the ability to document and hold mita. And of course, there's a overwhelming fear that over time and as people start to urbanize, that that our mita from our respective rohe, iwi, hapu, whānau, might be lost. And so our next guest, the co-founder and executive director of Toro Technology, is joining us, and he's working to revitalise dialects on marae across the East Coast using AI. And so without further ado, we have Barry Suter with us now. Tēnā koe, te rangatira.
Tēnā koe, tēnā koe, whakarongo mai nei.
Now, pai katoa tēnei kaupapa ki ahau, but just if we can wind it back a little bit, how does this work?
Okay. I arrived back in Gisborne. I'm not from Gisborne. You know, people get muddled up. They forget that Ngāti Pō is a very long territory, 3 hours across. So I come from the Waiapu end. It's an hour and a half from Gisborne. So Gisborne just happens to be the main thoroughfare if you want to get out in the southern end of Ngāti Pō. But I came back here 4.5 years ago, theoretically to retire, and then got invited to join a paepae of about 30 men at Te Poho Rāwiri Marae, who were learning whai kōrero, whakapapa, all those sort of things. And when I joined them, it was a lights on moment for me, because while I was lucky enough to be from those very last generations who were raised in environments and homes that had te mita, most people younger than me haven't had that privilege. Those in kaupapa probably have from a certain time up here on the coast, but in general terms, those who speak our dialect are very limited. In the paepae that I'm in, they do something really amazing for the contribution towards the mita, and that's whakapapa. Because whakapapa is, you know, your fundamental base to whai kōrero, because if you can't connect to anybody, then you're not worth standing up. But to understand that whakapapa, you have to know the kōrero that goes with it from that rohe, from that place, to be able to connect to it. And most of that is actually in the mita. So if you come at it with Queen Street Māori, you'll get lost. And what I noticed with the younger men joining the group, they, inside 2 years, become quite advanced in their ability to play quarter or all those sort of things. And I asked one of them one day, I said, now that you've attained this level, what is it that you want out of a group like this? And he said, I just want to sound like my grandfather. Mm. And so I said to him, well, who from your community still sounds like your grandfather? And he said, nobody. He said, they're all gone. And so there was a sad moment, but that's when the lights on happened, when I thought about it. And I went, hey, boy, do you realize we can actually reconstruct it? And because it's only tech, it's only process. And so I explained to him how that could happen, and then a year later we're here.
A tāhua, tēnā kōrero. And of course, Pauri as well, but to be able to have that conversation and of course, have a kōrero that then brings this kaupapa up and your abilities to be able to bring this to life is incredible, really. And so you're hoping to make a prototype app that allows for this. And that part is the part I go, okay, how does that happen? How does that work?
So technologies already exist around the world, and yes, they are AI derived platforms. So the world's largest platforms are OpenAI and Microsoft. Their significant investor utilizes that technology in their what's called Azure platform. So we partnered with them and we're using those technologies. We, in terms of developing the prototype, we're I would suggest that we're halfway through the process. So there are two parts to the app that we were creating, that we were setting up to prototype. And so if you think about what they call the user case, or how does somebody, what's the problem that we're trying to solve? So the problem we were trying to solve is that a man wanting to acquire his mita for whai kōrero. He's given a text to learn, maybe, or something to comprehend by our paepae. He wants to be able to take a photo of it, have it converted into the Ngāti dialect, and then it voiced for him, so he has it in his ear, because all of us who learnt our as we're coming through from our taringa, you know, listening to our mother or our father or whatever, your ability to absorb phrases, idioms, and kupu was always based on what you heard. And so there are some things you will only say in a certain way because that's the way it got anchored into your brain, was a moment in time that was significant enough for you for it to go past your executive memory, past your working memory, into your long-term memory. Mm-hmm. So hearing sound is way more, you retain more when you've heard it in a moment and in an environment that is stimulating and inspiring for you. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'll give you an example. I'm from Iwaharama, so as my uncle from Whakatane, because we're Ngāti Awa on my father's side, once said to me, he said, boy, one of you and your brothers has to come back to sit on the paepae in Ngāti Awa, but not you, Barry, because your reo is too far gone. We can't repair your mita.
Jeez.
Meaning that you're too Ngāti.
Which isn't a bad thing. This is a beautiful thing.
Oh. Yeah. But I laugh because, and he's right. I just happen to be a dad. But I tell you what, when I was a young man, I was about 18 years old at Massey University and up in Mahuta, and he brought an old fella through from Tūhoe, Tāwha Tioke. An old fella told us a whakatauki about rāpa. Even today, I can still repeat that word for word in the accent of that old crower, because that's the only way I ever heard it. And so that's an example of how powerful human senses are for memory. So if you hear it pronounced in a certain way, you're more likely to retain it in that way. So the app has two things. So you take a photo, it'll convert the text to Ngāti and then voicing it. So we were at, in the prototype, is the Ngāti translation has been taken to a certain level, but the next phase is where we're going to have a lot of human moderation to take it to the next stage. So we've taken it probably as far as we want to take it as a tech company. What I'm doing is I'm meeting with the tribe to look at what scope, what that looks like in terms of engaging the tribe to pick it up and take it to the next level. The second part of the app is the voicing, and now that's actually much simpler but expensive. And so what that means is that you provide voice samples and then the text, and the AI will just go away and train itself until it's pronouncing the text to the same level as the input sample files. So in other words, the voicing that you gave it, it'll just keep testing itself on creating the voice until it's got a high percentage matching to the sample voice. So it doesn't actually require human moderation, doesn't require anybody else to interact with it. That's just computer cycles. But it's the translator that is the more challenging item, and that's where you need a team of Ngāti speakers who will sit there and interact with the system, correcting it or advising it where the correction is. So they'll put an English sentence in, they'll translate it to the Ngāti, and they'll go, oh no, that's not how I would say it. So an example would be you say something like, what's a good example? I am not going to reply to you until you finish your kōrero. So around the rest of the motu, they would say, kāre au, e whakautu, ke mutu tō kōrero. But in Ngāti, you would say, kāre au mō te whakautu, ke mutu tō reo. So the Ngāti, you need a Ngāti ear to be able to look at the translation and go, oh, nā taha taha. You know, that sort of thing. So it's just a team of Ngāti speakers, and it's not a big team. It's probably less than 10 people for about a month, I'd say, and just interacting 250 sentences a day. And you could probably get the fluency of it up to quite a good standard. So you give you a bit of an idea of how these things work. English and French, which are the top languages generally in the AI world, they only operate in translation at 70% fluency.
True.
So they're not perfect. So everybody gets muddled up when they think about ChatGPT and see the huge quality of English that comes out of that when you're interacting with it. That's got nothing to do with translation.
Unreal. Unreal, and again, Barry, I could talk about this all day. It's definitely something that I have lots of interest in. Engari, ko tai te wā, ko pau te wā ki tō taha e te rangatira, nā reira, he mihi nui tēnei ki a koe.
Kei te pai.
Barry Suter, they're the National CEO of Toro Technologies. He's one of the co-founders, and he's got a cool team behind him. Our marae has worked both of my top dog marae's year, Ngāti Manu and Manga Tumarae have worked with Toro Technologies for their 3D marae project, and so we've just wrapped up one of those for Ngāti Manu recently with them. It's such an awesome experience, so cool to see how that process works. And so, again, now we've got another kaupapa coming from Toro Technologies, technology, which is cool. And again, they're working on revitalising dialects on marae across the East Coast using AI. So it's using around 10,000 written or printed sentences along with 500 spoken phrases. And it's training this thing that Barry spoke about called Microsoft Azure. AI, not only to translate but speak the local Ngāti dialect. Get it? Amazing. Alongside that, there's another kaupapa. It's not too dissimilar to this, but Dan Te Whenua Walker's partnering. He's a partner development manager for Microsoft ANZ, and he's developed his own custom AI to preserve Māori knowledge in his home of Taranaki. And it's called Te Rau o Te Huia in honour of his grandmother. And the AI has been designed to help young Māori ask questions and learn the history of their home and people in a way that captures the cheeky spirit and warmth of his nana. Miharo.